Gary, a very impressive cup tie and lacked the goals, but it certainly didn't lack the passion from both sides. Are you pleased with the result?
Yeah, we know Halifax would play there in your faces, but my lads matched that today. And I'm proud of the lads. I've just said it at the end of the game now. You know, we're still in the app, but our performance-wise, you wouldn't tell the difference between the two teams today.
Pre-match, it wasn't the best build-up. We had Sam Ashton breaking two ribs in training, but you opted to bring in Burnley goalkeeper Daniel Nizic. How impressed were you with his performance today?
Really pleased. I mean, he's not training with us. You know, he's come in and he's only seen the lads for an hour before the game and put in a very good performance. So, as all my lads did today, and for a young keeper to come in like that and play well, it's been important for us losing, especially Sam. We had key players out today in Dale Whitman and Darren Stevenson, and we still managed to put them under a lot of pressure.
You opted to put, obviously, Dale was suspended. Darren had a slight hamstring injury, but Harry Winter came in. Do you think it showed he justified his place today? He looked really up for it and flying into challenges.
Yeah, Harry's got a fantastic attitude, and he's not played a lot of games, obviously with his suspensions, and but he's all-hearted player, give me everything every single week, and he's got quality as well. So he tired last 10 or 15 minutes, but so be it. They were always going to do. I mean, they're training a few more times a week than us, so all credit to my lads' fitness levels today.
We did have chances, and Chorley did hit them on the break. Do you think you just lacked a bit of quality in the final third today?
Yeah, possibly similar, like we said last week against Solihull. We're getting good positions, and then in wide areas, sometimes it just breaks down our pattern of play. But, I can't grumble with our performance today. My lads were excellent for us.
On to Darren Stevenson. He missed out with a slight hamstring injury. Is it a long-term thing, or was he just missing out today?
No, I think Darren will be out for 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how he heals. Fingers crossed we can get him back quick. He's been fantastic for us over the last 4 or 5 games, and it's important we get him back, and key players, obviously. I think Dale's back for Tuesday, is he?
Do you think the pitch dictated the style of play today? I know a lot of players ended up on the backside throughout the 90 minutes. Do you think it had tormented players, if anything?
It was a sloppy pitch, but as far as dictating play, I mean, we had them watched last week, and they play for a lot of set pieces and long throw-ins and put your pressure on you, but we're capable of playing against teams like that because we can out-battle teams as well. So, the pitch was sloppy today, so far.
It's the third conference side you've faced now in 2 seasons. Is it pleasing that you can more than hold your own against them and show that you won't be bullied or overawed by the occasion?
I think so, yeah. I think they're flying at the minute in the conference. And that's why I said after Bamber Bridge I wanted the conference side at home, because it's nice picking your wits against the top teams, and that's what we've done today. And my lads will come out with a lot of credit.
You've got a deserved draw. We now go to the Shea on Tuesday night with nothing to lose, essentially, boosted by the returns of Dale Whittam. And Jake Cottrell came on at the end. Is he pushing for a starting place, or do you think he's just lacking a bit of match practice?
Yeah, match practice. I mean, Jake got the all clear yesterday, so you miss Jake, you miss his energy and enthusiasm. And so having missed him for 6 weeks has been a big blow to us. Some of the lads have been carrying injuries, Adam Roscoe and Jarvo from today's game. So whoever we bring in, we're going to be strong again.
We had a packed out Victory Park Stadium. Do you hope you can take a superb following on Tuesday night and they can just cheer on to whatever result it is?
Yeah, I don't hope. I know we will. For the big games, the supporters have always followed us, and depending on the draw on Monday, it'll be a brilliant occasion for us. We've nothing to fear going there now. They're under pressure now. They've got to beat us at home on their own ground. We're still the underdog, so all the pressure's on Halifax.
Now all eyes can be on the draw on Monday night, as we are sharing a ball with Halifax. Is there anyone you would particularly like to draw?
Nobody really. It's just nice to be in the app. I just wish we could win on Tuesday and then get an home tie.
Not a problem. Cheers.